A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brain Stuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Chances are you know at least a few people who rely on the whir of a fan to get a good night's rest. You might be one of them yourself. And if you look closely the next time you're checking into a hotel or waiting to board a cruise, you may spy travelers toting their own. The effect that a fan provides during sleeping is similar to white noise. We spoke with Kelsey Allen, a sleep expert with mattress manufacturer Sleep Train, in an email interview. They said, people who sleep with a fan are capitalizing on what we call white noise. Just like white light, which encompasses all the colors on the spectrum, white noise encompasses all sound frequencies within typical human hearing. Technically, true white noise is generated only electronically, but ambient noises like fans, distant cicadas, or gentle rain can produce a similar effect. So what's going on in the brains of folks who need fans that makes them different from others? The answer likely lies in how our brains are wired. Sleep spindles, in particular, seem to be the key. These are spikes of neural activity that can be seen on electroencephalogram tests, aka EEGs, and present as short brainwave bursts that cause a spike or a spindle to form on the EEG reading. Research indicates that people who experience sleep spindles more often have a better defense against outside noise than those who don't experience frequent sleep spindles. And spindles don't come and go based on what you ate for dinner or whether you're anxious about something happening tomorrow. A person's sleep spindle production is likely to be static across time. How do sleep spindles accomplish this enviable feat of blocking noise? These spindles are produced in the portion of the brain called the thalamus, which is the area that all sound and sensory information must visit before being farmed out. Researchers think these spindles, these spikes of neural activity, actually run into the sounds and block them from waking a person up. Since sleep spindles are more common during REM sleep, they're most successful at completing this task during such phases. One study out of Korea used optogenetics, that's control of both light and gene expression, to influence sleep spindle production in mice. The scientists found that an increase in sleep spindles was correlated with an increase in NREM sleep, aka deep sleep. Thus, they concluded that effective modulation of sleep spindles could actually hold the key for curing patients with sleep issues, though further research is required. No one knows for sure why some people have rockstar sleep spindles while others suffer through the curse of light sleeping. But it is often the change in sound, rather the sound itself, that wakes up the brain. And although you can get a white noise effect from a sound machine or even AM radio static, a fan has the extra advantage of cooling you down, notes Dr. Kevin Gaffney, a neurologist and sleep medical director at the Michener Neuroscience Center. He told us, your normal body temperature of 97.8 degrees, not 98.6, drops by 1 to 2 degrees at night. If you have to struggle to lower your body temperature, this can decrease your sleep quality. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other brainy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.